Okay, good morning, bonjour, welcome to the Collège de France. We are very happy to have you here this morning. So as you know, among the many functions that can be ascribed to the gut microbiota, there are really two that emerge at the moment. One is, of course, the mode of action on the immune system, and the other one is the emerging field of action of the microbiota on nutrition and metabolism. And this, of course, covers both the homeostatic and the pathologic state. So the aim of this conference is actually to bring together in sort of a transdisciplinary approach scientists who have really contributed at the highest possible level over the last few years in this field of microbiota, nutrition, and metabolism. So in a way, this symposium marks the end of my annual teaching at the Collège de France, the chair of microbiology and infectious diseases. But it's also the expression, I must say, of a sort of symbiotic and probably even mutualistic interactions that started several years ago with two eminent scientists. One is Professor Brett Finlay from UBC, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, with whom we try to support a dynamic initiative between the Collège de France and the Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies. And Brett will tell you more about the Peter Wall when he will say also a few words to introduce this this meeting. This is, by the way, an opportunity to thank the Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies for its support to this conference. And the other is Professor Sven Petersen from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. We have interacted a lot over the last years, particularly in the framework of a network, of an EU-funded network, which is called Tornado, that he initiated and animated and coordinated. This was really a nice experience, which actually introduced me to this field of, as he calls it, the healthy gut. So this sort of altogether set the basis of the scientific committee that was joined by another scientist, Asma Tassi. She's a postdoc in my lab working on the transcytosis of lipids through the intestinal epithelium. So thanks, Asma, also for your contribution to this program. So I really like to thank you, Brett, and Sven and Asma for making this possible, for identifying the best possible speakers, sometimes for motivating these speakers to come, but I think we really got a very enthusiastic return in general, and this makes a fantastic program for this day and tomorrow. So, one thing I should say that Sven, actually, I should give you the credit of having given the framework of this meeting about, you know, the three ages of life and sort of giving some particular flavor to the way things are going to be presented. So thank you to all of you, the speakers, for again enthusiastically accepting to come and the people here at this early stage of the morning to be around. Before I close, I would just like to say a few words about the Collège de France, and Brett will tell you a little bit about the Peter Wall Institute. The Collège de France has one particular aspect in the French academic system, is that it's totally open to the public. For instance, the video recording upon acceptance of the speakers and teachers here are free, available on the website of the Collège de France, so you can afterwards also check and you'll find the lessons, you will find the symposia. This is a mass of information. I don't dare to say MOOCs at the moment because this is the term à la mode, but this is what it is. And this principle of openness of the Collège de France was actually set as the basis of this college by the King François Ier in 1530. So that's, you know, some years ago. And I must say that I'm, you know, proud to say that probably François Ier was the inventor of open access, which we hear a lot about now. So having said this, thank you again to all of you. Particular thanks for Colette Jacquemin, who, as usual, has been the organizer and the person who did all the work for organizational matter, any issues you have? Colette, can you stand so that people can see you? Colette is here. So any issues, see with Colette. Last point is that I acknowledge the support of the Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies. I would also like to acknowledge the strong support of the Fondation Hugo for the Collège de France. I think that without these two institutions, it would not have been possible to organize this symposium. So having said this, thank you very much again, and I pass the floor over to my friend Brett Finlay to say a few words, and then we will start the session.
Well, thank you, Philippe, and good morning. I'm representing the Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies. This is it's kind of like a mini College de France that's university-based at UBC in Vancouver. And the two main criteria are excellence and then interdisciplinarity. And one of the programs they have are Colloquium Abroad, where they have money to sponsor meetings in international places of interdisciplinary interest. And this is our third one, I think, now Philippe and I have put on here at the College of France. And there's a very good relationship between the two groups. And so I guess I just wear the hat of the Peter Wall Institute to say welcome. And I'm looking forward to this very much. I think it's a very interesting area, a very fast-moving area, and also a very forward-thinking area. And I know I'm looking forward to it very much, and I hope you enjoy the day. Thanks.